You're listening to audio from the 2023 Liturgy Collective Conference, a gathering that fosters rest, connection, and growth for church musicians, pastors, and worshipers. For more information, visit liturgycollective.com.
Well, hey, everybody. Super excited to be here with you guys for this great event today. Me, along with my friend Natalie Schlabs and David Rogers. So thanks for having us. So I've been writing scripture songs for children and families since my big kids were little. My oldest is about to turn 23. So through my Slugs and Bugs family music, those scripture songs have traveled the world, reached hundreds of thousands of families. And as I've traveled the world and all over this country, practically speaking, those families have replied to me in one voice. They say, thank you. They say, we know and have memorized so many passages of scripture because of these songs. And through experiencing God's word together in this joyful, beautiful, memorable way, the Lord is transforming my family. That's what I hear. And so, in the fall of 2021, in that mysterious way that the Lord compels us, he put this question on my heart. What if all those stories that I hear, which frankly is my story too, what if that could happen in the church? So I started writing and roped in a bunch of other people to writing. And the books in your hand are a tiny little sampler of what will be the scripture hymnal. We're still tidying up arrangements, but essentially it's 100 word-for-word scripture songs from the NIV, ESV, CSB, sometimes NLT, occasional New King James, but to be published by Rabbit Room Press next September. Some of the songs work in a very modern kind of chorus, verse, bridge type setting. But most of them, I'd say the majority, are really short. And so we often incorporate scripture readings, which will also be in the back of the hymnal, to recontextualize the passages each time we sing them. Not only does that antiphonal approach keep the songs from becoming overly repetitive, because they're so short, but it also exposes exposes congregations to even more scripture, as you will soon see. Of course, spiritual formation through singing is not a new idea. From St. Paul to St. Basil to John Knox to Billy Graham to Salty the Singing Songbook. But I wonder if it's an old idea that needs to be made new again. The dream is that congregations all over the world would be singing scripture, being transformed by it, the way I have been. So open up your little hymn books, pamphlet, booklets, and please sing with us and ask the Lord to open your heart to what he has for you as we meditate on his word together, because we are entering his word through melody. Here we go.
I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. Then you will live in the land I gave your ancestors. You will be my people and I will be your God.
I will give you a new heart. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will give you a new heart. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees. I will give you a new heart. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will give you a new heart. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you.
Back to the verse.
I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees.
To the bridge.
You will live in the land I gave your ancestors. You will be my people and I will be your God. You will live in the land I gave your ancestors. You will be my people and I will be your God. I will give you a new heart. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will give you a new heart. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you.
Amen. Great job. Right. One note about these arrangements. We're still tweaking them. So there will be like bars that are missing here and there and melodies that aren't exactly what I'm singing. So thanks for the grace. All right. Yeah. David, just remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me. For you, Lord, are good.
Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth or my rebellious ways.
One time we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy.
according to your love. Remember me, for you, Lord, are good. According to your love, remember me. According to your love, remember me. According to your love, remember me. For you, Lord, are good.
Amen. Please turn. Sorry, I've been leaving you hanging with the numbers. Turn to number 5 in your booklet bulletin thing. The hymn book, when it is released, will be in biblical order. So the songs are in biblical order, but it's a pretty small Bible right now. But hey, you're singing great. Thanks for singing along. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, who does not change like shifting shadows.
Every good and perfect gift.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
Every good and perfect gift.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Every good and perfect gift. Good and perfect gift. Every good and
Number six. For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ. For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, for you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed
from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood, the precious blood, the precious blood of Christ.
Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for each other, love one another deeply from the heart. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring Word of God.
For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, for you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood, the precious blood, the precious blood.
Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, for you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood, the precious blood, the precious.
The precious blood, the precious blood of Christ.
All right, turn with us to number four. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God.
Sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness
of God. And since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful.
We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so the righteousness of God.
Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess his name, and do not forget to do good and to share with others. For with such sacrifices, God is pleased.
We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
How are we doing on time, Tim? One more? Two more? What we think? Do one more. Two more. Okay. All right. So for two more, then let's do go back to number one. This is one of those, it's rare in the hymnal, but where two passages work together really well, so.
Blessed be the Lord who has not left you this day without a redeemer, and may his name be renowned. Blessed be the Lord who has not left you this day without a redeemer, and may his name be renowned in Israel. He gave his life to free us from every kind of sin, to cleanse us and to make us his very own. He gave his life to free us from every kind of sin, to cleanse us and to make us his very own.
He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life.
Blessed be the Lord who has not left you this day without a redeemer, and may his name be renowned. Blessed be the Lord who has not left you this day without a redeemer, and may his name be renowned in Israel. He gave his life to free us from every kind of sin, to cleanse us and to make us his very own. He gave his life to free us from every kind of sin, to cleanse us and to make us free. His very own.
Amen. Great job, David. He's trying to keep up with me, even though he can't hear me, y'all. So, doing awesome, dude. Okay. All right. I want to do this one last because it's one of my favorites in the scripture hymnal. And this is it. Yeah, all right. Everybody, also one more time, Natalie Schlabs and David Rogers.
This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
This is how God showed his love among us. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. And sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. This is love. This is love.
How precious is your steadfast love, O God. The children of mankind take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light do we see light.
This is how God showed his love among us. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. And sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. This is love. This is love.
The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the sojourners. He upholds the widow and the fatherless, but the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord.
This is how God showed his love among us. Showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. This is love. an atoning sacrifice for our sins. And sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. This is love. This is love.
Amen.